I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, 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 go! Go.
With Erleada, apalutamide, being there is possible. Erleada is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. Erleada may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. Erleada can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if Erleada is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit Erleada.com. CP43-9267-V1.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BD Entrick. Hope you guys had a great Wednesday of action, watching some spring training, and hopefully you caught some Seoul Game 1 for you overnight into the early morning hours. We'll recap the game for you here. Dodgers win Game 1, 5-2, come from behind variety as a slow start offensively for both sides of this game. Tyler Glass now started for the Los Angeles Dodgers. 5 innings, 2 hits, 2 earned, 4 walks, 3 Ks. Control became an issue late in Glass now's appearance. Daniel Hudson picked up the win for the Dodgers, while Evan Phillips picked up his first save of the season. Yu Darvish, he went 3 2/3 innings, 2 hits, no earned runs. 1 run was scored, though. 3 walks and 3 Ks for the San Diego Padres. Obviously, Darvish, no decision. Mookie Betts, 2-for-4 with an RBI and a walk. Shohei Ohtani, 2-for-5 with an RBI and a stolen base. And Xander Bogaerts, 2-for-4 with an RBI. Those are the only 3 players with 2 hits in the game. Game 2 will take place once again at 6 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 a.m. Pacific Time in Seoul, Korea. You get Yoshinobu Yamamoto making his Dodgers and MLB debut, going up against Joe Musgrove. Padres are saying you might see some Michael King in that game as well. All right, let's get you caught up on some of the news and notes around Diamond. And oh boy, Shohei Ohtani linked to a kind of gambling scandal, sports gambling scandal. More information to come, but the basics of it is his interpreter, who he's known for a long time, got in a bad place with a not legal sports book area to the tune of $4.5 million. Shohei apparently wired the money to get his friend out of debt to make him stop betting. Then there's a bunch of conflicting reports out of there. Dodgers say they're still investigating. MLB is doing their thing. There's smoke, there's fire, it feels like. So I'm kind of wondering where this lands. It doesn't look good on paper. Shohei might get away with it. Who knows? But it seems like Shohei's more involved than let on. Could be totally wrong. Just seems a little odd there that an interpreter has a line of credit over $4.5 million to get in the hole, but we shall see. So keep an eye on that for now. Shohei should be playing in game 2 tonight, but otherwise, I don't know. Going to be interesting to see where this continues to unfold, especially with the game of baseball going into bed with DraftKings and other legalized sports betting places around the country. So keep an eye on this one for Shohei. Hopefully it's not the Pete Rose variety and we lose Shohei forever, but that's like the extreme negative. Otherwise, maybe it's just business as usual. We'll see, but keep an eye on that story because it's a wild one that continues to change every time, like every hour. It felt like for a while there, new reports were coming out. So keep an eye on Shohei Ohtani. Some other news and notes, though. Kevin Gausman, some more great news if you are a Kevin Gausman fan and fantasy manager. He threw that 2-inning simulated game on Wednesday, throwing 36 pitches. 28 of them were strikes. He felt great afterwards, said he plans to throw 60 to 65 pitches in a game on Monday, which will be great. And if all goes well, he could join the Jays to start the season, throw around 80 pitches in a game, or they'll make other plans to maybe extended spring training. We'll see. I'd imagine if all goes well on the 60 to 65 pitch Monday outing, we see Kevin Gausman in just a shorter outing. No point in putting him on the IL. So he can only, because if he goes on the IL, he's probably missing 2 starts. This way he can go out there and still give the Jays some innings. So keep drafting Gausman at that below the normal ADP. Max Kepler, Minnesota Twins, was scratched from Wednesday's game with left pectoral tightness. Kepler seems to get injured from time to time every single season, so this is a big bummer. He's technically day-to-day. They'll reevaluate it further, but not ideal pectoral tightness for anybody, especially a hitter that tries to have a little bit of power in his bat. He's basically free in drafts right now, so you don't have to worry about his ADP changing too much. If you're on him before, you're probably on him now, but I just won't be drafting him anywhere. Aaron Judge, it finally happened. Aaron Judge returned to the Yankee spring training lineup on Wednesday, and his first at-bat hit a missile to right center field for a double. Looked good in that regard, still working his way back to full game action, but it looks like Judge will be ready to go for opening day. He'll be back at your normal ADP. If you were already on him, then you jump right back in the Aaron Judge world. I'm still needing to drop in at least the second round or maybe farther because I've just been anti-Judge ever since they said the toe injury will linger all season long. Just keeps me out on him at a first-round value. Bad news for Matt McClain. They're kind of optimistic, of course, before the imaging results came back. Well, the MRI came back on Matt McClain's shoulder, and the Reds saw something they did not like, is the report. McClain's going to go get further testing and opinions on the shoulder. It's a wide range of what-ifs for manager David Bell right now. It could just be simple treatment. It could be as much as surgery. That's the level of what they saw before they get more opinions. So it's not great. He's going to start the season on the IL for sure. That's guaranteed now. And if just the fact that surgery could be in question, this seems like this could be a longer injury than normal. Like we saw, you know, Logan Ohapi's shoulder injury missed like 4 months, 3 to 4 months of the season. That could be what we might be seeing with Matt McClain. Longer, shorter, we don't know. But regardless, it's not good. So I will not be drafting Matt McClain. I dropped him massively in my rankings. On the flip side, there's always a benefactor to an injury, and that's Jonathan India. The Reds had a big log jam for a while. You got the Noelvi Marte suspension. That cleared things up, so CES could play at first. Jaime Candelario could play at third. Now with McClain down, Jonathan India can slide into second base and return to his potentially everyday role at second base. And if he is going to become the full-time second baseman, I have India back into the top 15 at the position. And I think he's a very, very solid buy. His ADP will climb with the recent Matt McClain news, but definitely someone to put on your radar. That is Jonathan India. On yesterday's show, I mentioned Luis Rengifo left Tuesday's game with a hamstring injury. Well, Rengifo reported to camp on Wednesday, said his hamstring is still tender, but does not feel bad. Not nearly as bad as the hamstring injury in February. So that is promising news. He expects to be back in the coming days. And that'll be great news for the Angels and fantasy managers everywhere. Blake Snell had his introductory press conference with the San Francisco Giants, wearing number 7, J.D. Davis's old number. But we got some good tidbits out of Blake Snell on this one. He said, yes, I've stretched out to 60 pitches that he did in his showcase for teams, but Blake Snell admitted they're not high adrenaline 60 pitches, so he still needs to ramp up, and he admitted he will not be ready for opening day. Blake Snell is scheduled to throw a bullpen on a Thursday, and based on how that bullpen goes, the Giants will put together a throwing program to get him ramped up to get back as soon as possible to start the season. So we'll have more news for you tomorrow. Edward Cabrera and Braxton Garrett, the Miami Marlins, two pitchers that will start the season on the IL, both threw bullpens on Wednesday. Edward Cabrera threw 20 pitches. It's his first time throwing a bullpen since he was shut down with his injury. He still has a long ways to go to get back, so I'm not too excited about Edward Cabrera just yet. Braxton Garrett, though, is getting in the right direction. His bullpen was three ups, three downs, big, it's all a roundabout way, almost a simulated three-inning game, but not quite. Braxton Garrett threw a bullpen this past or a live BP this past Sunday. He's scheduled to throw another live BP here Friday or Saturday. If that goes well, he could get into one more Grapefruit League game and maybe only miss a few starts to start the season. We'll see. But keep an eye on that with Braxton Garrett. He's closer than Edward Cabrera, that's for sure. Eduardo Rodriguez of the Arizona Diamondbacks, you know, the D-backs are kind of optimistic on Tuesday evening. Things changed on Wednesday as Erod reported to camp, still experiencing pain in his left lat that made him leave Tuesday's outing. Right now, the D-backs are still optimistic. He's just going to receive treatment. No imaging is scheduled yet, but if this lingers, obviously imaging will take place. The D-backs think they'll still have Erod for the opening series of the season. Time will tell. Like a tender lat muscle, you don't want to push that here to start the season. So I wouldn't be surprised if Erod misses a start or two just to get him fully healthy. Soft tissue injuries, you never know how that's going to play out. Austin Hayes of the Baltimore Orioles has been missing some time with an undisclosed injury. Now we know what that injury is, and it's good news. It's good news now because Hayes is supposed to return on Friday. Austin Hayes was battling a stomach virus, which made him lose a lot of weight, he said. So he's taking these few days to get his weight back, his energy back, be able to play again. Looks good to go on Friday and for the rest of the season. So keep drafting Austin Hayes as a later round outfielder in deeper formats and maybe some shallow ones depending on your builds. But Austin Hayes does bring some upside in that Baltimore lineup. Staying with Baltimore here, Jordan Westberg, he left Tuesday's game after getting hit on the elbow with a but he reported to camp on Wednesday saying he's fine, no issues. He expects to be back in game action any day now, so feel free to keep drafting Jordan Westberg. Sonny Gray, more good news here, similar to my thoughts on Gausman. I've been drafting him the whole time. I've been buying the dip on Sonny Gray, and things continue to look well. It was a hamstring injury, so maybe it'd take time, but nothing structurally to his arm, elbow, shoulder, nothing. I was cool. Sonny Gray threw a side session on Wednesday, and he's slated to face hitters in a game setting on Friday. If all goes well with Sonny Gray after Friday, the Cardinals will decide where Gray fits into the rotation for the opening series. That's how far along he is. If there's a little setback, he might miss a start, but it looks like Sonny Gray will be good to go, hopefully early in the season. So keep drafting Gray as you see fit. Last but not least, the Reds and Jays made a trade for Santiago Espinal coming over to Cincinnati for minor leaguer Chris McElveen to go to Toronto. Really no fantasy impact here, but this showcases just how bad the Reds think this McLean issue is, and they're willing to go and trade for a utility player similar to McLean in Santiago Espinal. All right, that'll do it for our news and notes from the day. Before we talk about some hitting highlights, pitching highlights, and more, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson, and here we are. Go, go, go!
With ERLEADA, apalutamide, being there is possible. ERLEADA is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. ERLEADA may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. ERLEADA can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if ERLEADA is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit ERLEADA.com. CP43-9267-V1.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
DirecTV gives you access to apps like Netflix and live sports right next to each other.
I don't get it.
Let me put it in pigeon terms. It's like that one amazing dumpster with the old fruits and cardboard all in one place.
How am I supposed to keep up with illustrative metaphors when you are making me so hungry?
Get live TV and streaming apps together without a satellite. Requires Gemini device and additional paid subscriptions to watch Netflix and other third-party apps. Terms and restrictions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Intrican, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some hitting highlights from Wednesday in spring training. Giancarlo Stanton, my goodness. 3-for-3, 3 home runs, 3 runs scored, 8 RBIs. The 3 home runs traveled over 1,300 total feet. He was destroying baseballs on Wednesday. When Stanton's healthy, one of the most feared hitters in baseball, it's that whole win healthy thing with Giancarlo. So we saw a glimpse of it on Wednesday. Too bad it doesn't happen as often anymore. Christian Encarnacio Strand, some good news for the Reds here. Let's talk some good news for the Reds. Strand went 2-for-4 with a double, a home run, a run scored, and 2 RBIs on Wednesday. That was a big one. And to cap it off, CES is hitting .293 with 4 home runs and 12 RBIs this spring. Mentioned with the Noelvi Marte suspension, CES should be the primary first baseman for the Reds, and he is worth that ADP on draft day. Wyatt Langford, stop using for this again, went deep again on Wednesday. Langford 2-for-4 with a home run, a run scored, and two RBIs. Langford now has 6 home runs this spring as his prospect draft day helium continues to climb. All right, let's check out some starting pitching highlights from Wednesday. In order to check those out, go check out the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock as he's recapping all the important starts, relief, whatever, pitching-wise from spring training. So go check that out, the Plus Pitch podcast, and read Nick's daily SP roundup to get caught up on all things spring training, pitching related, to get you ready for the regular season. That'll do it, folks. Another episode in the books. Make sure y'all check out pitcherlist.com. Lots of great stuff going over there. Tons of podcasts, tons of articles. And if you want even more, PL Plus, PL Pro, sign up. You will not regret it. Get you in this amazing Discord that talks all things baseball, fantasy baseball, and beyond. Gets you even more podcasts, more content, so much great stuff over there at pitcherlist.com. And you're first on the agenda when new stuff comes out. They consult you. They ask you questions. What do you guys want to see? Stuff along those lines. It is a great community. It's a great platform. So PL Plus, PL Pro, go check it out. Again, you will not regret it. That'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to wrap up the week, recap game 2 of the Soul Series, and much more. But for now, this was your First Pitch Podcast, Thursday, March 21st edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, go, go!
With ERLEADA, apalutamide, being there is possible. ERLEADA is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. ERLEADA may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. ERLEADA can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if ERLEADA is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit ERLEADA.com, CP43926 7V1.